joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Good morning. And again, welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 67, verses 3 and 4. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on the earth. Selah. And now our brother Joby Noriel will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 50, Fairest Lord Jesus. Joby.
Good morning. In John 8, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And I don't know if I'm going to take away from Pastor's sermon today, blind from birth, but that was a great verse for us this week. And I think we all need to focus really on the things that are important, and that is Jesus and Jesus alone. So let's start with number 50, Fairest Lord Jesus. Hymn number 235, Pass Me Not. Standing as we sing our last hymn, number 204, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
Thank you. As Madeline Kong is preparing to be married today, and they're going to be there. I just want to bring a very sad note to our church. Brother Leo Valdez, who's sitting way in the back over there in our church, he passed away on Wednesday morning on a heart massive vein attack. I saw him here on Sunday, and Brother Plika and the others eat with him, and it was very well. But his face was pale, and I said, you know, you better go to the cardiologist. Oh, leave me alone, you know, Leo. Leave me alone. And I said, you know, I don't like your face. And then he has a massive attack. I was called by the hospital at 8:30 on Wednesday, so we pray for Dolores and for the family. There are six children, one died, so six children in the family. And there will be a memorial service right here in church at 1 p.m. this coming Saturday, the 19th. So at 1 p.m. will be a memorial service for Leo. Let's pray together. King David penned those words, Father, in Psalm 118 in verse 24. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Needless to say, without you, there is no joy in our life. So, Lord, help all of us this morning to focus our life in you. You are the creator of life, and we pray that you will speak to us heart to heart today. Cause us to acknowledge your presence in our life and humble ourselves and give you our mind, our soul, our body. Heavenly Father, we are also encouraged by your word and moved by your spirit to pray for those in need. And so we pray for Maida Khan and the healing from cancer and strength today as her daughter is going to be married. For Joshua Yalde, free to walk. Do I foresee for the development of his business and his personal health? Mrs. Vutone, from Informed Choice Ministries, in need of overcoming cancer. Ed Hernandez, recovery from a heart stroke, that's Thelma's Veloz's father. Lord, we pray for comfort on Dolores. They were married 58 years in Leo is in your presence. According to his testimony, that he believes in you. And so, Father, we pray for the entire family, that they may know you, that they, through this experience, they will come to know you. We rejoice, Father, with the Cohn family, that Madeline is going to take the steps of the wedding. And we pray for the entire family to rejoice and for the husband-to-be, the two as believers may grow and be a wonderful experience in their life. Lord, and we pray that you cause us to live for you each day and to generously share time, talents, treasures, and things you have given us. So bless the offering and bless the giver. And when all is done, we will be careful to give you the honor and the glory. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
People need the Lord. Thank you, choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of John. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1167. We will be reading John chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. John chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am in the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Blessed is God's word. Let us pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have not left us in spiritual darkness and blindness, but you have given us the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your written word, sufficient to reveal yourself to us, Lord. We thank you for the good news, the gospel of salvation, which you have provided in your Son. We also respond with the blind man who was given spiritual light, saying, Lord, I believe. We thank you for such grace freely given, yet so costly, redeeming us with the unspeakable price of Jesus' blood and satisfying your justice, Lord, that we might not suffer condemnation and judgment for our sins. And we offer praise and thank you for such love. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he brings the message from the scriptures titled Blind from Birth. Bless him with all knowledge and wisdom as he comes to preach the word. Give us understanding to do your will. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated? And Pastor.